So you are in a time of rolling change, as we are sure you have noticed. And one of the things that happens, besides sometimes a feeling of imbalance or disorientation, these are natural things when so much is changing. But you do want to know what you believe. You want to know the belief system that you are investing in, what you believe about yourself, what you believe about your connection to the universe, what you believe about your power to set your intention for the day and live out that intention. That is where you are being directed now. Because with all that is moving and changing and around you, you do not need to be focused anywhere but in your present moment, in your ability to choose what you are going to create in the day with your intention, and your willingness to breathe and be more aware of your connection to the universe as you walk. It is in some ways a very disciplined time, but not a time to feel helpless, not a time to feel victimized, not a time to indulge in any of that. Remembering this basic principle, which we know that you have all heard before, there is no power in the past. There is no power in the future. There is only power in your present. And so any time you spend in places where you do not have power is going to drain off energy from your ability to create in the present time. It is a discipline, and one that we have to remind ourselves about. It is similar to another thing that you know already, but we are trying to gather for you the things that belong on the middle road. And that is your ability to focus on fullness, to focus on what you have, and to carry that with you as part of your energy. I am one who has. And then be sure you have an awareness of those things, because those are the things you want to use to draw to you the things that you want. The, how do we say it? The linchpin of how you are doing in your life is where you go with what you want. If you say, I want this and I do not have it, you have immediately released the energy that can help draw that thing to you. If you say, I want this and I have this and this and this, you are increasing the power of the energy you carry that draws to you what you want. So you want to be very careful about how you present to yourself the way you want your energy to be in the present on the middle road. These are two of the most important things we can tell you about that. So, if you would begin to breathe easily and deeply, and know that where your breath goes, your intention to create goes. Your gratitude for what you are and what you have goes. So breathe that in and exhale fears. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your body. And let the cleansing energy wash away anything in the root that would prevent you from having a creative pattern that is empowered and that matches who you are in the present time. Feel the cleansing energy wash up through your body, wash away judgment and old shame that may have caught in the second center. Feel the cleansing energy come up and wash away any emotions that may have caught in the solar plexus that may trouble you or make your movement heavy. Release those. Let them be washed away. Feel the cleansing energy come into your heart. And feel that cleansing energy in your heart. Wash away pain, wash away old beliefs that are not good for who you really are, wash away old wounding and patterns that no longer serve who you are. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat, and let the cleansing energy wash away any communication that may be going on with yourself or others that would judge you or limit you or hurt you in any way. Feel all of that leave your body. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And let the cleansing energy wash the third eye so that it is clear and powerful and restores your intuitive abilities, your ability to see inside and outside with peace and with wisdom. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. And let the cleansing energy open the crown. And feel the universe send its golden light in a tunnel of light. So that as you move your energy up, you move your energy into this column of light that is the universe. Feel how lightly you move into it and how you do not need to work as the universe takes your energy and moves it higher. And feel that you are allowing your energy to rise, to move higher than it has moved before. And feel yourself drawn to a bright sun that opens to you and allows you to step into it, into a place that has been prepared for you. And see that there are gifts all around you. Crystals for clarity, diamonds for your value, rubies for your loves, your passions. Rain to wash you clear of everything you no longer wish to hold. And gathering in all that is here, move up to meet the teacher who has come to be here with you. Step into that energy and be with your teacher. When you have been with your teacher, receive a gift from your teacher. And thank the teacher who has come to be here with you. And come back through the sun to the tube of golden light and with the blessings of the universe come gently down. Down to the night sky. And back to the room. And as a gift for those who sit with you, find symbols or scenes or gifts for those who sit here with you in the circle. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.